evening, Family Worship Center. How are you all tonight? Isn't it good to be back in the house of the Lord? It's awesome. Like to welcome our visitors tonight. Please make sure we say hi to you at some point. We want to welcome our friends and family on Facebook. Remember, there is no distance in the Spirit, so be with us tonight. Couple of announcements before we get rocking and rolling. We got a problem with our pastor's daughter again. She's jaywalking. Now, what jaywalkers are, it's our youth group children, 9 to 15. We meet every Wednesday here at 6:30. By the way, when you drop them off, stay for a phenomenal evening of worship and prayer. We are seeing incredible breakthroughs. 6:30, we go to about 7:30, maybe 8 o'clock. Sometimes if the Spirit gets good and going, we may go longer, but it's a good time. Power Fit every Saturday morning starting at 10:30 with Pastor Kelly. All are welcome. Next Friday, February 5th at 6:30, join Pastor Chris for Going Deeper. It's a phenomenal Bible study. This Bible study is absolutely amazing. It's getting you deeper and deeper into the truths of God. Things maybe Pastor Chris can't teach on a Saturday evening service. A lot of question and answer, so get to know your faith more. Thank you as well for all those who are donating to our Sowing Seeds ministry. Please continue bringing your non-perishable goods for those in need. There's still a lot of people out there hungry, and we want to be able to support them. So any questions, please see Ted or Liz Norton. Also remember to be praying about your word for the year. If you want to share the word with Pastor Chris and Kelly, they would love to hear it and love to be praying with you while you work towards that fruition in your life. Last but not least, we need a few men or really strong women who can help us move some chairs after the service. Be right after. It shouldn't take 5-10 minutes maybe.
Yeah,
be real quick. Brother Dan is doing a phenomenal job of selling the church. I don't mean that. What we're trying to do is we're trying to use any assets that God has given us so we can get a new soundboard, new sound system, and really renovate this place. So praise God, and thank you, Dan, for all, and Jason as well, for all you guys are doing. Last but not least, there will be no Kingdom Kids tonight. Sorry. I was upset too, but you know, these things happen. So let us just, tonight, let us come and worship God. We know how fragile it is in this day of COVID-19 and how much we enjoy being in the house of the Lord. But tonight, among all nights, we just want to be thankful for the health of Pastor Chris, Pastor Kelly, and Kristen. Just absolutely thankful. Thankful that there was more than a full recovery, that they are stronger today than they were before they caught it. So Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We just give you all the glory, the honor, and praise that you are due. Lord, we just know that this year, it is all about love. The love of Jesus that covers everything, that surpasses everything, that answers everything. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we just proclaim this to be a love fest to you, because it's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you. So Lord, we just ask you to turn Judah loose tonight, for Judah goes first, as we praise and honor the Lord. And Father, we know in this house, as we say every week, that we are blessed. Blessed means that we are who you say we are. We have what you say we have, and we will do what you say we will do. And we are highly favored, which means that we are your children, and only the best comes to your children. We pray this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Down, and to know you is to love. Oh, praise God. Just want to welcome everybody tonight. I heard a song this week. I'm going to take a little bit of Pastor Chris's time, so you had to deduct it from your time. So we'll see about that. I mentioned this a couple weeks ago. The Maverick City Music is a tremendous band. They just came out with another album on Friday, and I was listening to this song, and it was asking the question, how do we move God? You know, it sounds like, hold it, we shouldn't be moving God, but we do. You know, think about, you know, it says in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, seek my face, and pray, and turn from their wicked ways, I will heal their land and answer their prayers. And you think about the different situations with Jesus. When what moved Jesus, and it's the same thing about what moves God. And the woman with the issue of blood, she wanted so much of a touch of God. She pressed through that crowd and she touched him. She wanted it that bad. She touched him. Zacchaeus, who had, you know, they said he was a short stature, and he wanted to be able to see Jesus. So what he did do, he did something about it, and Jesus responded really well. There's so many, and when Lazarus died, his sisters were crying, and that moved Jesus. And as we worship and praise, just think about that. We can move God. You know, God's in our midst once we walk here. But I believe the more we worship and we praise God, and the more we seek his face, then he wants, once we determine and show we want more of him, he then responds to that. So just encourage you tonight. Just reach out to him and just grab a hem of his garment.
Love greater than life itself. I wound a hope stronger.
I'm free.
By grace I'm free. You rescued me. All I am is yours.
By grace I'm free.
By grace I'm free. You rescued me. All I am is yours.
By grace.
By grace I'm free. You rescued me. All I am is yours.
I found a love greater than life itself. I found a hope stronger and nothing compares. I once was lost, now I'm alive in you.
I found hope.
I found a love greater than life itself. I found a hope stronger and nothing compares. I once was lost, now I'm alive in you.
I'm alive.
I'm alive in you. I'm alive in you. I'm alive in you.
Hallelujah.
I'm alive in you.
Jesus.
I'm alive in you.
Oh, precious Jesus. Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, oh, make us alive, Lord, in you. Jesus.
To me, yes, you've been good to me.
My
soul sing.
Joy and I won't let go. Father, hallelujah, saying how much he loves you, hallelujah, about how much he loves you, hallelujah, what you mean to him, hallelujah, oh, how valuable you are to him, hallelujah, every breath that you take, hallelujah, every heartbeat, hallelujah, the love that the Father has for you, hallelujah, changes everything. So I just declare tonight that just look away from everything else that's around you, what you, the concept of what you think God might feel like towards you. And I just want you by faith to believe. Just to receive, hallelujah, the goodness of who he is. The mercy, hallelujah, that he's shown, the grace that he bestows upon us, hallelujah. This love that doesn't fail me. This love, hallelujah, that's uncomparable to what the world can give. This love that this God has poured out, that we by faith believe and receive, hallelujah. That he first loved me, hallelujah. And now I can love him because of his love for me. He broke down every wall, every sin, every separation, hallelujah. And now I can stand before him and receive the love of the Father upon my life right now. So I want you to receive it right now in Jesus' name. Oh, I couldn't have dreamed.
I couldn't have dreamed of a better God.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't have dreamed of a better Father. I couldn't have dreamed of a better God.
Come on, yeah. Hey, hey.
I couldn't have dreamed of a better Father.
Joy and it won't let go.
My soul knows it. I got the joy and it won't.
Jesus. Come on, worship his name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, come on, somebody shout unto God. Oh, shout unto God. Hallelujah. Make a joyful noise. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, there's sometimes you gotta shake some things off. Hallelujah. 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 Come on. Sometimes you gotta shake some things off. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shout unto God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Breakthrough in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 I want you to hear this tonight. Hallelujah. I'm a house of miracles. Hallelujah. How many of you are you a house of miracles? I want you to hear this. A house of miracles. Hallelujah. A place of miracles. Is God in your house? If you don't know him by tonight, I want you to receive him in your life. But because he's in my life, there's potential to miracles every moment, every step that I take. He's in my house. He lives and abides within me. Miracles are possible. Hallelujah. I said miracles are possible. All things are possible with him. He doesn't hold back. Hallelujah. He doesn't hold back. Hallelujah. Faith moves God. Faith moves God. It pleases God. Pleases God. Faith pleases God. My goodness. Heavenly Father God, we just give way to you right now. Holy Spirit, we just ask the God, Lord, that you move in our midst. Speak to our hearts, God. God, Lord, I submit unto you, Father God, right here, right now. Let us have an ear to hear. Let our hearts be open, Lord. Lord, whatever's not of you, Lord, cannot stay in this house. It has to leave in Jesus' name. Anything that has tried to take authority in place that has no right, Lord, we just stand here tonight and we declare it has to leave. Hallelujah. Tell someone has to leave. Ah, come on. Hallelujah. Say it again. Has to leave. Hallelujah. Come on, I serve notice in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I serve notice. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whatever cannot have place in the house of God. Hallelujah. For this is a house of miracles. Hallelujah. So we just evict you, any thieves, any liars. Hallelujah. Anything that has tried to corrupt the minds and thinking, they have to leave in Jesus' name. They have no place. I declare faith in this house. Hallelujah. Faith upon people, God. I pray to God, Lord, that you move in our midst. Hallelujah. So we submit unto you in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, amen. Shout unto God real quick. Come on, amen. Whew, you may be seated. Children may go to their class. Hallelujah. I got to pace myself. I got to try to pace myself. Good to see everybody. Tell someone you're glad you're here. Tell someone else you're glad you're here. Hallelujah. Find someone you're glad that's here. Come on, amen. I'm glad you're here tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to bless you. I don't know which way we're going here, but I'm going to trust the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to trust the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We still got our tree up, but as you know, that my wife, my daughter, and I, we all had COVID, but we've recovered full. Amen. Hallelujah. Rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. The word of God tells me, hallelujah, they that abide under the shadow of the Almighty, hallelujah, amen, I find my place in him, amen. So I just want you tonight just to receive whatever God has for us right here, amen. So take our time, amen, you're in a hurry. I can't preach real long, I don't know, I just need God's strength because I lose my breath and I lost my breath in worship a minute, but he gives me breath, amen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I don't like the people of God being bullied around. I don't like the people of God being pushed around. I don't like the people of God tolerating things that we don't have to tolerate. I'm going to hear it tonight. I want to hear that. I want you to hear that. I want to hear that. Amen. Sometimes we let things happen. Sometimes we let things happen in our lives. We let things take occupancy. We give occupancy permit, let me say it that way, to things that shouldn't be in our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. Things that Jesus has said, I've delivered you from, I've set you free. Things that he said that by his stripes you are healed. There's some things in our lives that we tolerate, that we accept, and we get bullied around. We get down, just sit down and shut up and just take it. I'm here to tell you we don't have to take that. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you that I am blood bought. Hallelujah. I have victory through the cross, through what he's done for me. Hallelujah. The same blood. Hallelujah. The same power that caused Christ to rise from the grave, the power of Jesus that he rose up, amen, that love that rose him up by his blood, by his stripes, that we are healed, that we have power, that we have might, we have authority, amen. It's the same power today. Tell someone today. It's the same power. It still works. Hallelujah. Tell you, it still works. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you the blood still works. I pleaded over this house. I pleaded over every one of your homes. Sometimes the enemy will try to come in and say, we're going to have occupancy here. We're going to take up some space. And sometimes you got to keep evicting him. Sometimes you got to keep kicking him out. Sometimes you got to keep shutting the door. Hallelujah. What happens is sometimes we let the enemy come in and we give him place. Say, give him place. We give him place, and I want you to know the enemy will never come in by himself. He always bring every one of his friends. If you tolerate one, he'll bring his friend. How many ever have dealt with things you don't like? Come on, I want you to hear this. I want you to hear this. I want you to hear this right here. I believe that God is causing us, there's a move of God, of faith. I was laying in bed, not wanting, but having to be there for 14 some days. I don't know. I think it's been 20 days since I've been here. 20 days. From the 9th to the 20th. Today's the 20 days. I felt that God was saying, I'm building up faith in a people. I'm building faith. Come on, Sam. He's building faith. He's building faith that's not wavering. It's not wavering. Come on. It doesn't tolerate what it used to tolerate before. Hallelujah. It doesn't tolerate what it used to tolerate. Come on. I believe that God, as we step in faith, I believe as you walk, as you begin to move, as you begin to step in it, as you begin to agree with what he says about you, what he says that he's given to you, what is the authority that he's placed upon you, as you begin to possess it. Say, possess it. I'm here to possess the land. Hallelujah. There's been a lot of things in our lives that has tried to possess us in our thinking. Hallelujah. In our minds. Hallelujah. They've tried to possess us. Hallelujah. I want you to hear this. There's many things, whether it's sickness, whatever those things are. Well, they say, well, this is just, it's an inherit. It's something that I've inherited from my family. And those are things the enemy will try to get you to tolerate, to accept, to possess, to make it part of your possession. I'm here not to accept it. I'm here not to accept it. Hallelujah. I'm tired of people being bullied. Listen, I want you to know that God spoke to my heart and he said this to me. Hallelujah. Are you ready for this? I want you to hear this tonight. Anybody that has any addiction in this house tonight, it's if you desire it, by faith believing, God's going to break it here tonight.
Yeah.
I'm tired of children, hallelujah, children of God, hallelujah, feeling that they can't break through whatever that thing might be, whatever it might be, that there's a breaking going forth of addictions, hallelujah, that have been upon people's lives, good people, hallelujah, feel like they have no way to break out, but I'm here to tell you, chains are breaking, hallelujah, chains are breaking, hallelujah, chains are breaking, people are going to be loosed, hallelujah, there's going to be a move, I'm telling you, I feel this in my spirit, I feel there's going to be a breaking from things that we thought might not be able to be delivered from. God's going to release people, hallelujah, God's going to release people, hallelujah, God's activating our faith, hallelujah. They just get swipe your card. He said, swipe your card, hallelujah, because God's given us access by faith by what He did, not by what I did, not anything of my ability or what I can do, but just by believing in what He has said and what He's declared over our lives, hallelujah, and we possess it. We take hold of it for our lives, amen? Amen. Thank you. Praise the name. Whew. Give me a breather. Amen. I'm trying to do my cardio. I'm trying to go up and down steps. Listen, I don't know if you haven't got these, but we got a message we had from, we've been preaching this from January 2nd to January 9th. Those were two messages that we taught from this right here. I challenge you to get them, especially from the 9th, because I hope that this can make sense to you, because I want to try to finish this up right here, because we're going into a new area where God wants us to go into. So I'm going to take my time and say what I need to say. Amen. I'd like to read this over every one of you right here. I believe we need to speak the word of God over our lives. It's powerful. Amen. This is Ephesians 1:17, is that the God of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Father, glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. This is my prayer, that every one of us receive the spirit of revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, flooded with light, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, and what is the riches of His glory, of His inheritance in the saints, the investment that He has within every one of you, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He brought in Christ Jesus. He raised Him from the dead and set Him at the right hand in heavenly places, and above all principalities and powers might have dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also that which is to come. And He hath put all things, say all things, all things under His feet. And He gave Him to be the head over all things to the church, which is the body, the fullness of Him that filleth all in all. Would you say amen to that word? Amen. That is a word that is a prayer that we should all pray. We should read that every single day of our lives. That you begin to get revelation, begin to get understanding about what Jesus did for you, that you become empowered. Listen, say good news. I want you to know that every one of us, we need to understand the good news about what He's did for you, about the power of the cross and how the power of the resurrection, that He rose, amen, that I now am empowered, hallelujah, to walk in faith in everything that Jesus did for me at the cross, not just to forgive me of sins, amen. That is powerful, that I have salvation, that someday I will walk in eternal life with Christ. But today, say today. I want you to hear this. Listen to me. The enemy wants you to do everything it can, that it's okay, just sit down, be quiet. You can go to church and that. But if you begin to believe that you have access and power to the authority that God has given you through the cross right here, right now, hallelujah, it changes everything. When we begin to realize the authority that God has placed, the investment, say investment, the investment that He has made within your life, hallelujah, the deposit of riches and glory that He's deposited within your life, that you would be a release of heaven on earth. This is the investment that He's made, amen, hallelujah. There are people that are hurting, that are dying, that are broken, that God says, I have the answer, and it's you in the earth, hallelujah. He has placed it in our lives, every one of us, we've received the Spirit of God within our life so that we can release, hallelujah, all that He is in the earth, amen. That I can be a house of miracles, amen, to those that are in need, amen. That I could be a house of miracles. See, Jesus, He showed up at a place where He was sitting in this room. And as He was sitting in this room, the Bible says that as Jesus sat there, this was an opportunity for this house to be a house of miracles. But there were those that were sitting in the midst that sat there, hallelujah, while Jesus was there to heal. I'm going to read that to you, all right? This is in Luke me find this for you. He says, and it came to pass a certain day that he was teaching, and there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by. Say sitting by. Which were come out of every town of Galilee, of Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present. I want you to hear that. Say present. To heal. He is present to heal in every one of our lives. Say he's present. See, that's the biggest thing that we got to understand, that listen, as we begin to take hold of his word and begin to appropriate it into our lives, as we begin to apply it into our lives, we begin to realize through the Spirit of God, hallelujah, that he's present. That he's present to heal. That he's available, hallelujah. That he's near, that he's close to you, amen? That when we become separated, that if you abide in his word, if we abide in his word, if we take hold of his word, just say a little bit. You take it just a little bit, a piece by piece. The Bible says that we take hold of our daily bread each and every day, that we take hold of what God says for me, that we step into an arena of faith as we begin to appropriate it and begin to believe that what God says is not just for some other day, but it's for today. It's not just for somebody else, Mimsy, but it's for me, hallelujah. That this is my word, that this is what I can partake of, that Jesus Christ is the word, hallelujah. He is the word, say he's the word. That I begin to desire to take hold of him, that I partake of him in my lives, that it becomes the most important thing to me, more than anything else around me, hallelujah. That I make this so real in my life as I partake of him in my life. That he's present. And I begin to realize how present that he is. How available that God is in my life. See, because everything around you will distract you. Everything around you will cause you to be misguided or misdirected. Hallelujah. That will try to get your attention. Maybe it's those ones that are there that didn't have any faith to be moved. But suddenly God will bring somebody that desires it into your life. And somebody cut a hole in the roof. And lower down somebody that was desperate to get in the presence of God. They were desperate to get a hold of the word of God in their life, to possess it. See, God wants us to possess his word and for that word to possess us. Wow. To possess us. There's so many things out there that possess us, possess our time, our energy, our thinking. There's so many things that have no meaning and there's no life in it. God desires us to be possessed by him. If I could say that reverently. See, this is what God desired. And as we looked in Joshua, I began to write this down in Deuteronomy. This is what God's desire was, that they were to enter into the promised land. I want everybody to understand something, that it is the promises of God, that we can look in Hebrews where he said the comparison of the children of Israel entering into the promised land and all that God had for them was a type and a shadow for us to take hold of for our lives. How many of you guys realize that just like the children of Israel, they were delivered out of Egypt, like we were delivered out of the world, amen? That we were baptized, hallelujah, into Christ. That I am a brand new. I'm altogether lovely, amen, because of what he did for me. He overtook my enemies. The battle's won. Now I want you to know, it's what I do with it on the other side. It's what I do with it today. It's what I do with what he has given to me as a gift. This is salvation in his life for me, that I am to partake and possess all that he has done for me today. See, but the children of Israel, they got caught so much and they went for 40 years around and around and around. A 40-day journey. Sometimes it seems that way, that sometimes we let things... We get caught up in everything around us and we miss out on what God's doing, that we miss out on where we're supposed to be, that we don't walk in authority, that the enemy will try to lull you to sleep, to just rock you back and forth, that you just go through the motions. We're not meant just to go through the motions, amen? We're to make the way, hallelujah, because He is the way, that we walk in that authority that He's given to us. We're not just wavering back and forth and going through life. But we take everything that God has for us and possess it. Listen, so the children of Israel, they went through these different things, and God revealed Himself to us, showing us, this is who I am to you. Pillar of fire, that He's always with us, that He directed us. I want you to know that God has showed us and declared to us all that He is to us. He showed us His love by sending His Son, by dying on the cross, by being rose from the grave. Hallelujah. That has given me authority that we could take hold of it. You understand what I'm saying? That this has empowered me, that what He did for me, He's already did it. Now I have to walk in it. So we could see here that, how do I possess what God has for me? How do I possess it? Amen? So He said this, and you can look at this in Deuteronomy 11, when it just keeps going. You could just read all these different scriptures where it says, and go in and possess the land. Say, possess the land. Whew. And you go to possess it. And then it says, for verse 10, it says, and go possess it. And go possess it again in verse 11. He says, behold, continue. Yeah, he says in verse 29, he says, whether thou goest to possess it. He's declaring them to possess it. Take hold of what I'm giving you, the authority that I've given you in your lives. I want you to hear this and understand something, that not only just, this is for those, for our businesses, for our finances, for our health, for whatever those things are that we don't fully possess. They feel like they might possess us and we don't possess them. See, but God wants us to walk with that authority to possess it. How many things possess us? Whether they're emotions, whether they're fears. Whatever those things might be in our lives, every one of us can relate to it a different way. But God says, I want you to possess them. By me possessing you, you possess them. You walk in that authority. You will walk in victory. Amen? He says, He goes through there, he talks about in Deuteronomy, he talks about how that they are to possess it, to take hold of it, that I will work through you. And then we begin to look and see in Joshua 3 how that he began to declare to them what they were to do. And that we got to understand something, that there's what God wants us to do. There's responsibility that we have as sons and daughters, as mature ones, that you need to possess things, that you need to walk in the authority. And you need to step in it. Say, step in it. See, sometimes we just want things to happen. Don't you? Come on, amen. Oh. I love things just to happen. Sometimes things do happen. Sometimes things just take place. But I want you to know that God wants us to walk in His authority, to walk in faith. And as we begin to see here with the children of Israel, how that the problem was that they were seeing all these things going on. They still had a mentality. What possessed them from Egypt was a slave mentality. They weren't sons. They were slaves in Egypt by Pharaoh. And it couldn't work out of their lives. Sometimes we got to walk around things long enough till that thing is worked out of our lives. Till that thing that possessed us no longer possesses us. Sometimes we wonder why things don't happen quickly enough. I really believe that maybe there's something possessing us that we've let take hold of us that we need to walk away from and not let it control us no more. See, because I'm not talking about trying to have a strong enough will. No, I'm talking about the Spirit of God working within your lives. This isn't about me. It's about Christ working through my life. When I get a revelation about what He's done for me and how that I am empowered to walk this thing out, hallelujah, then I'll begin to get the victory.
But sometimes we got to go through some things in lives and we get mad and angry at God, or we get mad at people around us. Well, you didn't bring me there quick enough. See, that's what they were angry. Poor Moses missed out on going into the promised land. Why? You know why? Because for so long they wore him down. They wore him out. They beat him down. And they were blaming him for all their situations, but they had the authority and power to walk out. I want you to know, don't blame anybody for where you are. It'll never change anything. See, because when you blame that person, you give them, hallelujah, the power. Whether it's something of unforgiveness, when we don't forgive somebody, we give them the power by not forgiving. They hold the keys. I want you to know they don't hold the keys to salvation in your life. The Bible says, if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart, I shall be saved. See, the enemy wants you to begin to blame it on somebody else. Come on, we live in an environment, we live in a place today where it's always blaming on the next generation, this generation. I want you to know God wants us to possess our land right here. You need to possess. You need to be a miracle. Hallelujah. House of miracles. I need to be a house of miracles. I can't worry about what anybody else is doing. I need to possess my land. Because I'm accountable to God and God alone when I stand before Him. Everything that I've given you, Chris, that I went to the cross and died for, did you possess it? What do you mean, Lord? Well, I've given you power to forgive. I've given you authority to walk above situations and problems and fears and doubts. What did you do with it? What are you doing with what I've given you? Because I've empowered you to do this. You have my might, not by strength, but by power, by the Spirit of God, that I've empowered you to walk it out. But they sat and they began to look at all these things. But God says, listen, here's what I want you to do. I want you to make it easy. That sometimes it's not a seven-step process where we look at it and say, oh, this is how I possess the land. I want you to understand something, Jesus. It's all about Jesus. And every one of these steps, all these ones where it was a type of, it was a shadow of, for us to see how that they begin to remove themselves from where they were, say where you are, to where he is. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you guys know that there was one day in 1988? Wow. That's a long time ago. Wasn't that? Wow. I think about that. I'm thinking, man, 1988. But that day was a day that I removed myself from where I was. And I want you to say this is the day I met Jesus. I want you to know that he already knew me. But it was the day that I decided to remove myself from where I was to meet him where he was. Amen. That I realized he was available to me from day one. And I removed myself from where I was to where he is to say yes. See, that's what it means to step in faith, to believe. To put yourself in a place where to say, Lord, I receive what you did for me at the cross. I receive it by faith. Man, you know that's how easy salvation is? Just saying yes. Believing. I want you to know that believing brings me into salvation. Do you know what? Believing continues to walk me through it. Tell someone, don't stop believing. See, don't stop believing. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't stop believing. Keep believing. Don't be bullied not to believe what God says about you. Amen. But to possess it and take hold of it. So let me just read these couple to you. You all right? He says, so they remove themselves. And I wrote this down. Where did I write this down at? Somewhere here. I have too many notes. Sorry. He says, this is in verse 2:24. It says, and they said to Joshua, truly the Lord hath delivered into our hands all the land. For even all the inhabitants of the country do faint because of us. They didn't even step into the land. They haven't been in there yet. They have not even been in there yet. But let me tell you and get you in your hearts. I want you to get this. But what they believed and what they said with their mouth was the same thing what they believed in their heart. You will never possess anything on the outside until you possess it in your heart. Until it possesses you. See, I want you to know that they began to believe that they were sons and daughters of God. Hallelujah. That God was going to use them to possess the land, to take back into captivity everything that was stolen, everything that was there that was being occupied by enemy. Hallelujah. By an enemy, it was being occupied. See, this was the promised land, but because of disobedience for 40 years, they began to gain strength and they began to inhabit places that they weren't called to. Listen, I want you to hear this and know this, that, see, the moment that you step on the land that God has given you as salvation, that we're going to be supposed to possess it and take hold of it with all that we have, amen? That sometimes what we do is we let things happen and we let the enemy possess places in our lives they shouldn't possess. Hide in spaces within our lives, and I've said this before, this is why God knocks. Why? Because your heart has a lot of places within it. And no one else knows, not even the closest ones to you, the depths of your heart, but God does. And you see, God wants you to walk in victory. He wants to possess every place in your heart, and not let things within our hearts possess us. Things that might happen to you when you were younger. Things that happened to you when you were hurt or this or that. See, God is always knocking. Say, He's always knocking. So that I can receive the healing that He has for me. So that I can possess all that He has. Because unfortunately, we have given occupancy permits to the enemy. Good Christians. We've given the place to the enemy. The Bible says, give no place to the enemy. So somehow, some way, we give place. We give them opportunity. God says, give me the opportunity. Give me the opportunity. Are you okay? You got to give me some grace. I'm trying to get my feet back on the ground here. I want to go 100 miles an hour, but hold me back. Come on. Y'all know me. So they rose, and he says, and as we could see here, you could look for yourselves and see in Joshua 3. And he says, and how they went forth, and he says, and they removed themselves from Shittim. We all know that sometimes we get ourselves in places called Shittim. Sometimes we do it on accident. Sometimes we... Thank God. Come on, amen. You have the authority and the power to move yourself from Shittim. And it came to pass that after 3 days, that's how you have the authority, amen. Say 3 days. Come on, we all know this. That what happened, amen, on the third day, Jesus rose from the dead. That is a revelation of understanding of that's how we have the authority and the power to remove myself from that. It's a stinky situation. So I'm going to go over. It says, and when he commanded the people, listen, I want you to hear this. He says, when you command something, it means to bring into order. Amen? Tell someone to bring into order. Tell someone that we've been out of order. I want you to get this and understand something. Unfortunately, see, when you go in so, how many disappointed have you ever been? Especially, I don't know about you, but help me, Jesus. It's those air pumps. They're always out of order. It's air. Not only do they want to charge you for it, but half the time it doesn't work. So you got to drive all over creation to get... But it's the most irritating thing. I want you to know that, listen, unfortunately, I believe that the Father gets so disappointed sometimes because we are out of order. That when other ones that come and they're looking for the answer, but yet there's a sign on me that says out of order. I'm not operating the way that I'm supposed to be operating. I'm sorry, I'm out of order.
Sometimes we go through it and we just go through the motion. We just let ourselves be out of order when others are dying and looking that we need to be a house of miracles for our family, for our friends, for those around us. Hallelujah. That they can be touched and be moved. Hallelujah. That they can come into order. Hallelujah. Because I'm in order. So Joshua said that he says that he began to give them a command, a word to come back into order. I want you to know that we need to take hold of the word of God to come back into order, to begin to remind ourselves what God says about me. I need to remind myself, how else do I know that unless I read the word of God, as I take hold of the word of God in my life, begin to apply it, begin to take the simply, watch the power of God. I'm here to tell you the power of God to move in your life as you step in that place to receive the word of God in faith for your life. Begin to find things. If you're desperate enough, you'll look for it. Whatever it is, whether about sickness, that you begin to find the scriptures that God says you're healed. Begin to find the scriptures that talk about joy. Begin to find the scriptures that talk about forgiveness. Whatever those are, and begin to apply it. Begin to abide it. Begin to abide within Him and watch what He does in your life. Begin to apply it. Begin to make it real in your life. I want you to hear that. I want you to know that, man, listen, when you're desperate, tell someone I'm desperate. When you get desperate enough, you do everything you can at all cost. I want you to hear this and say this. I give God victory for us. But as I was a drug addict, I want you to know that drug addicts, the way they think is every single day that you wake up, it's the first thing, not second thing. It's the first thing that's on your mind is that addiction. It's not the person that you're with. You love them, yeah. But you love that even more. Becomes the number one thing. It possesses you. Then from the moment you're up, the thing that you're doing is chasing to try to find that all day long. Say counterfeit. I'm here to tell you that, listen, you might not have a drug addiction or this or that, but there's things in our lives that we chase down that will never do any good for us. But if we walk with the understanding of being possessed by Him, that I wake up every day, I need to speak to God. I need to hear, God, I'm desperate for You to speak to me. I'm desperate for You, God. More than anything else, God, I need to know that You're with me. I need to have this depths of my heart be filled with Your word to God, that I can sufficiently walk this out today, that I can possess everything that's before me with Your authority in Your word, because without Your word, I have no authority and no power. But with Your word, it backs me, hallelujah, that whatever You say in my behalf, whatever You say, You declare. Oh, ready? I'm going to read this scripture to you. Where's that? I know it is. I'll find it. Yes, yes, I'm getting close. Here it is. Okay. Verily I say unto you that whosoever, say whosoever, shall say to this mountain, be removed, and be thou cast. This is in Mark 11:23. He says, and be removed, and be thou cast into the sea. This is the authority that God desires us to walk in. This is the faith that God wants us to apply within our lives. Hallelujah. He says, and thou shalt cast into the sea, and thou shalt doubt, he says, and shall not doubt in your hearts, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever, say whatsoever, he says. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe. That you receive them and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive. See, that's a powerful part of that prayer. It's to forgive. Don't give the enemy any place in your lives that you don't have the authority to move mountains. Listen, I wrote this down on the side. It says, if I want what God wants, if I want what God wants, for the same reason God wants it, I'm invincible. If my will is the same as God's will, I'm invincible.
See, what happens is we wonder why sometimes mountains aren't moved, because sometimes our heart aren't in the right place. Remember the disciples, whenever they were about ready to call down fire from heaven because everybody didn't listen to what they said? There's a lot of people right now, come on, that want to call down fire. They're angry. That's the way they see it. But God says, if your will is lined up with my will, you can tell the mountains to move and they'll move. See, Jesus got a grip of it. Jesus understood it. He walked in it. He said that I know what I say the Father listens to, because it's not my will, but the Father's will. See, this is what I mean that we say that we're followers of Christ. This is what I mean when we say this. This is dangerous, because this is powerful. That I'm a companion, that I walk with him, that I'm a follower with him. That means that I am desiring anything he says, that when I hear his word, that when he speaks his word, that I follow after the word that God says. Not just what fits me, but if God says it's mine, I need to walk in it and follow after it, not let it go. Hallelujah. I need to possess it and take hold of it. If he says that I'm healed, then I'm healed. I might have the evidence within my body that doesn't feel like it, but I don't move by feeling, but I move by faith. God says, I'm healed, I'm healed. I'm here to say it again, I'm healed, hallelujah. I believe whatever God says to me. If he says it about me, I believe what he said about me. He said that I'm holy, then I'm holy, hallelujah. He said I'm righteous, then I'm righteous. I am what he says that I am. I have what he says that I have. And when I walk in that authority, I become a house of miracles for those that are around me, because I abide in his word. So when I say that I'm a follower and I'm following after Christ, when something comes my way, see, every single day is a choice. I just say every day is a choice. Every day is a choice. Whether or not I choose to abide in his word, to let his word abide within me. See, every single day I choose whether or not I'm going to follow Christ. I want you to hear this. I want us to walk in power and authority. I want to see signs and wonders. I want to see miracles take place. But sometimes we need to let those little things that possess us, let them go. See, Jesus says, follow me. And as Jesus was moving, that it's just like every one of us, that every day that there's things that come my way, that as I follow him, as I say that I do, when unforgiveness comes in my way, it's a choice. See, because I can't follow him with unforgiveness. I can't follow him when other things possess us and he doesn't possess me. All of us have things that try to possess us. Sometimes some of those things aren't really bad things, but they'll possess our time. And those things ultimately, if we let them become mountains, might not seem like a big thing right now, but sometimes those things might, as we open them up, open up to more. I want you to see that the children of Israel, there was all these different ones. There were 7 of them. Hittites, Amorites, Gittites, all these different ites. Just didn't come all at one time. But a door was open to begin to possess land that was theirs. God says, enough's enough. It's time to serve their eviction. It's time to kick them out. Time to say you have no place. No fear. No fear. Say no fear. No fear. Come on. Amen. No more addiction. Hallelujah. Come on. No more hatred. That we begin to build our hearts up with love. Amen. That we follow after him with everything within us. Amen. I want to read this one last scripture. Are you okay? Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, God. I thank you for your time. In Hebrews 10. Let us
draw near with a true heart, in the full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled with from evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. That's the word of God. Let us. I declare this as a body. I declare this to your families, to every one of your families. Let us hold fast our profession, our confession about what he says about you. I'm here to tell you I'm determined with all that I have, hallelujah, to declare who you are in him. Amen. Nothing less. Amen. Nothing less. Amen. Because that's why it's so important for us to stand strong in love. Because what happens is that, listen, I'll begin to see you in a way that you're not meant to be. In a place of you being out of order, not in a way that God sees you. We'll begin to see our brothers and sisters in different areas if we don't hold fast to the profession, our confession with what God says. If I don't stand strong about knowing that you are risen with Christ, you might be arguing with it right now. You might be having a trouble with your own mind and thinking about it. But we hold fast together, standing strong, holding one another up, believing in one another, that we become a house of miracles for our children, for our children's children. We stand strong that we become memorials. It says that when they stood out in the water, and he says, and the water stopped and held back, and they stood in the Jordan, and the water stopped. We all know the story. He says, go back. Go back to that place. Take 12 stones and put them in that water. Let them stick up. There'll be a memorial of your faith and your commitment to what I says, that they'll look back and say, look what God did. Your life will become a testimony of the glory of God. A testimony of the glory of God. Of the power of your faith believing. Sign and a wonder to those that are hurting. Would you stand your feet? Hold fast our faith without wavering. Say without wavering. For he's faithful that he promised. And let us consider one another. This is where I wanted to get to. Let us consider one another to provoke. Say provoke. Unto love and unto good works. I want you to hear this. Am I provoking you to good works? Am I provoking my wife to good works? Am I provoking you? Are we provoking one another? Let that be a question of my heart. Am I following after you, God, that I'm provoking others to do right? Am I provoking others to be hungry for you? Am I provoking others to say, I want to follow after Jesus? I want to leave my boat behind. I want to leave whatever's possessed me, because what is in you is so real and so powerful that I want to provoke others that way. I want you to be moved by the God that's within me. Provoke others to love. We change everything. Invoke your neighbors. Let the word of God come alive within you. To provoke others. It's real. It's powerful. It's real. Tell someone it's real. Heavenly Father God, I stand before you here. God, we open our hearts. To all those on Facebook, God, Lord, I pray to God, Lord, a blessing. Lord, we've served notice. Lord, the things that have found possession and place in our lives that shouldn't be. So God, Lord, we ask right now for the power of your mind, your strength right now. Resurrection life, God, to move upon us as your people. To not tolerate. To not to accept. Not to have place in our lives. That's not intended for your glory. That's not intended for your purpose. Hallelujah. Lord, we just declare unto you, God, Lord, that we give our lives unto you, God. Hallelujah. Right here, right now, in Jesus' name.
right now, Lord. Hallelujah. Right now. Come on, can you say that? Father God, receive right now. Hallelujah. Our hearts to God. Let us, hallelujah. Lord, let my life provoke others, God. Hallelujah. Let it provoke others, God. Hallelujah. Unto righteousness, unto love. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Fill us right now in Jesus' name. Give us strength, God. Lord, I declare over families right here in this place, God. I declare blessing. I declare blessing. I declare blessing. Hallelujah. I declare blessing. Hallelujah. That we possess the land. Hallelujah. Each family in this place, that we begin to possess the land that you've called us and delivered us for, God. All those things that we might have missed out in the past few years. But today we stand fast declaring, hallelujah, we take back what's ours, hallelujah. We take back what's ours, hallelujah. In Jesus' name, by the power of your authority, that we are blessed and we're highly favored in your name. We take it back tonight, God. We take it back tonight. We take it back tonight, God. Any addiction, hallelujah. If you struggle with addiction, I want you to come before right here, right now, in Jesus' name. I want you to come, hallelujah. If you have an addiction in your life, don't worry about anybody else, hallelujah. You don't have to live with it no more. You don't have to live with it no more, hallelujah. But you can come forward right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, my soul. Yes, Jesus, Jesus, hallelujah, my soul, my soul, oh, my soul, my soul, my soul sings, yeah, my soul sings, oh, yes, Lord, oh, yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. I believe, God. I thank you, God. Lord, I know that we are going to be stepping into. I want to be part of stepping in. Hallelujah. And crossing over into walking in a greater reality of faith. Right here, right now, God. Pray to God that our eyes be open right now. I pray for a love of your word to increase right now. A love of your word. The love of your word to increase right now in Jesus' name. In the hearts of these people. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God's knocking. Open up. Let him in. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you.